For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
Last week, I asked for a friend, is The Lion King going to keep up its quality? And you said, of course, it's Disney, and...
They did. It was, how to phrase this? You know, it's never been my favorite musical in the world, but one must recognize that it's certainly one of the most successful. And it covers some very familiar theatrical territory, some tropes that never fail, and it does them beautifully. It's just visually so arresting. That opening sequence where you just sit there with childlike wonder, if you're hoping for the rest of the show itself to live up to that thrilling moment, well, but I think that people find it very, very satisfying. And if you're looking for The Lion King you've seen before, it is the full experience, absolutely.
We have two other plays that continue almost to Christmas Eve or Christmas Eve, and one of them was an absolute delight. I was very pleasantly surprised by A Christmas Carol over at the Alleyway Theater.
Well, they've been doing it for 35 years. I guess they finally got it right. What's not to love? This one does have an individual personality, doesn't it?
It does. It follows the story with no gaps. And there were two high points for me. One was this professional four-person mixed quartet that sings Christmas carols. And it's not just four people out there trying to sing Christmas carols. These are real opera singers. They know what they're doing, and they sing all the verses.
Yeah, they
who
do.
Does that?
And it's wonderful to hear Christmas carols sung by people who are sober. Because they're just exquisite harmonies, accurate pitch, clean cutoffs. Really, really, it's a treat.
No, it is. And again, you get all the verses, which is always a bit of a surprise. The other thing I loved was one of the quartet, as it turns out, Roger Vandette, as the spirit of Christmas present. The way he looks, the way he's built, the costume. If I could just have his picture on a Christmas card, I'd send it out every year for the rest of my life.
I bet that could be arranged. Nice high-res pic. There you go.
And continuing all the way to Christmas Eve, Paul Robeson is putting on their final performance of Ma Rainey's Black Bottom. Now, in my experience, though, those final Sunday performances tend to sell out.
For everything. There are always those people who'd show up at the last minute. They're usually the friends of the actors. You know, so either reserve now or get in earlier if you really, really want to see a show. I went back to see the final performance of Desde el Puente, and it was, of course, packed with a waiting list with people who hadn't called because, oh, you can always walk into a show in Buffalo, right? Wrong. You cannot, particularly toward the end of a run.
You know, that's an interesting point. We keep talking about the Buffalo Renaissance and the pluses and minuses. Some of the minuses are it's harder to find a parking spot downtown than ever before. And as you point out, you just can't stroll in at the last minute anymore.
Right. That's why nobody goes downtown anymore. There are too many people.
That's to paraphrase Yogi Berra.
That's Yogi Berra,
that's
yeah.
Right. You know, the more I thought about Ma Rainey, the more impressed I was with the depth of the acting there. These folks have been around for a while, and that really pays off. They're able to handle these bursts of emotion and then pull back. There's this wonderful ebb and flow that sometimes you just don't get with younger performers.
And I think it's challenging at the Robeson, where you've got a community center with a community mission trying to achieve professional quality. This production does have some community elements, some casting that is not exactly on the money, but people rising to the occasion and doing very, very well.
Well, as we approach the new year, we probably ought to be looking back on the theater season as we get halfway through. I think one of the topics you wanted to talk about was musicals.
Well, it's kind of difficult for me to look back in a temporal art. I look back at the things I've seen most recently, and you know, what did you like? It's like hurling on into the future, people, and it comes back to me in waves and by association. Looking back on this past year, the 25th year of Theater Talk, a year in which the footprint of cultural coverage is growing at WBFO and across the country, that's certainly bucking a trend. To look back, musicals, yeah, well, I think that Lynn Kurzweil from Otto returning to town to do The Producers, and now she's in rehearsal for Mamma Mia. This is potentially a major shift at a time when musicals had been somewhat diminishing, where big musical reviews had become more standard. A musical fair doing that exquisite production of Violet, I thought was very exciting. The numbers of new people coming in the colleges and universities of the region continue to fuel the theater scene here. I was interested at some patterns in the funding of the arts over the past year and would certainly have some things to say about that. Serving on the county's cultural advisory board for funding and getting to see a lot about the governance and finances of arts organizations, I have some thoughts about that. But I'm not ready. The year's not over yet. Don't rush me.
Absolutely, the year's not over. We have time. Just want to let folks know it's coming down the road.
Oh, all right.
For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.